Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the High School Sports Spotlight on this Tuesday. We'll talk Rockridge Rocket to football and hope for the best for senior quarterback Jacob Bain. He was injured a couple of weeks ago, so we'll check in with him right after this on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.
Zimmerman Honda is celebrating two big anniversaries. They've now been at their new Moline location 10 years, and they're now entering their 70th year as a car dealer. You've come to know and love Zimmerman's top-of-the-line service department over the years with their professionalism and high-quality service. And of course, customers are always satisfied when buying and leasing vehicles from Zimmerman's. It's no secret why they've excelled for 70 years. See for yourself at Zimmerman Honda in Moline or visit ZimmermanHonda.com.
Zimmerman Honda.
Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, getting a chance to visit with the senior Jacob Bain, suffering an injury a couple of weeks ago. Man, a great start at quarterback for the Rockridge Rockets in his senior year. So I was going to ask you, you know, what does it take to be a good teammate when you have an injury? But before I ask you that question, Jacob Bain, I want to circle back. And I want you to tell me, you know, what type of work you put in, you know, from last season to this season, kind of the backup quarterback last year, come in to, and do some work in the off season, get ready for this 2022 campaign. And you really noticed, hey, this dude put the time in, he's performing, and then he gets injured. So tell me a little bit about kind of the work that went into this season, taking over the starting position at Rockridge.
Well, last year was kind of easy. I was able to sit behind Braden, learn the offense from him. He can help teach me a little bit. And then over the summer, I really gave it all I had. Football was my main priority, working out and coming up to the field early with some guys to throw around just to help me hone in my game and get ready for the season.
And then, you know, just your development here in the 2022 campaign really have become a dual threat, you know, throwing the ball and had a nice game running the ball, I know, against Monmouth-Roseville. So what about kind of your development as this season progressed, you know, from week one to week six when you got injured? It looks like you were getting very comfortable in the spot.
Well, week one, we obviously played Princeton, who was an amazing team. That kind of put into perspective me of reading coverages quickly, seeing what the defense was going to give me. And then week after week, it just came more naturally to me, seeing defenses and being able to make throws. And obviously, I couldn't have done any of it without trusting my alignment up front, keeping the pocket clean for me most of the time.
All right, so did you know when the injury occurred in week six, I think, in the second quarter at Sherrard, you know, even though when you went out, you know, on the sideline, did you think, were you staying positive and thinking, I don't think it's that bad, and then you get maybe the diagnosis a little bit later? So what about just kind of the injury and then getting the news, I guess?
Well, on Friday night when I went out, I went and talked to our trainer, taped it up, tried to see if I could run, get back on the field. That's when we thought, you know, maybe it's just a sprain. Maybe it'll be out the rest of the game, hopefully get back the next week. And then it was really when I went home, all the adrenaline left me. I could start to feel the pain, and I had to go into the hospital, get some x-rays, and figured I was broken. So
the recovery is what now? That you're keeping a positive mindset, maybe a chance to come back if the Rockets can play for an extended period?
You know, the doctor told me we're just going to take it week by week, see how it's going, see how it's progressing. As now, it's going good. I'm just there on the sideline, help my teammates out as much as I can, and hopefully some week I'll be able to come back.
Yeah, we're hoping for that too. All right, so what does it take to be a good teammate in a situation like this? Man, I know it can't be easy because you were playing so well and waited to be the starting quarterback, and then something like this happens. So how does tell our listening audience, how do you stay positive in a situation like this, and what does it take to be a good teammate?
For me, I feel like I've gotten our team to this point. You know, obviously I've been helped to get us to this point. I'm still part of the team, so we win, I'm happy. We lose, I'm still sad. And the biggest driving factor for me to stay upbeat and help my teammates is that there's a chance I come back if we do keep doing good and make a run in the playoffs. So that's really a driving factor for me, because if I stay happy, keep my teammates up, help them succeed on the field, and I'm doing my job of trying to get back on the field.
And that's a great attitude to have. And what about this season the Rockets have put together, and then even, you know, your replacement comes in and has done a great job filling in. So what about this Rockridge Rocket bunch of 2022?
You know, I think we're a great group of guys. I mean, we have an astounding defense right now. We're just trying to iron out some wrinkles in our secondary right now so we can choke people down in the pass like we have been on the run. And our offense is the same. I mean, even though I'm not back there, we have all the trust in Connor to take over and throw the ball and run it. So I think we got a shot this year.
All right. Well, I just wanted to get you on the air because I've appreciated the job you've done through the first, you know, 6 weeks of the season. We're hoping for the best that you can get back out there. And the other thing I think about, you know, with Jacob Bain here, senior. So I know, you know, there's points of the season where, you know, sometimes you'll look and you say, man, I don't want to practice today. I just don't feel like going to practice today. Now, what would Jacob Bain say right now about going to practice and participating?
I'd get everything for it, man. I mean, just to get the shot to get back on the field, I would practice 6 hours a day just to play again.
All right. Well, get well. We're hoping for the best and a great first 6 weeks of the season for you. So we hope for the best with the healing process. Thanks, Jacob.
Thank you.
Again, Jacob Bain, senior at Rockridge High School, joining us on WRMJ.